listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. The teenager who allegedly stabbed two religious leaders inside a Western Sydney church this week has now been charged. The 16-year-old's accused of committing a terrorism offence following the incident at Wakeley on Monday night, which unfolded during a live stream. A riot erupted outside the church then, with the crowd clashing with police. Dozens of officers were injured, one suffering a broken jaw. Health ministers from around the country have put forward an urgent plea to federal parliament to pass vaping laws. Proposed laws to ban the sale, supply and commercial possession of non-therapeutic vapes have passed the lower house, but they're being held up in the Senate. The ministers are demanding immediate action to stop kids from getting hooked on nicotine. Australia's flu vaccination rates are lagging on last year and showing in the data. We posted a record-breaking 30,000 flu cases in the March quarter. And Immunisation Coalition Chair Dr. Rodney Pearce says vaccine fatigue is a big issue.
There's a real concern that people aren't getting vaccinated because they've been fatigued by the messages with COVID and other vaccines. And so that means an exposed community that hasn't seen much influenza for the last couple of years because all respiratory infections haven't been here.
And a planned driverless truck trial, which was due to start in Melbourne last night, has been cancelled because of an industry backlash. Opponents argued the trial, which was going to run between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m, would still be disruptive to freight routes, especially petrol deliveries to suburban servos.